Hello, Billers. Well, it's been a busy week for me. Fitting in work between the nighttime shoots for the movie Christian, which ran into a bit of rough water this week. I think some of the frustrations within the cast and crew sort of came to the fore. That combined with the fact that, you know, that it's late night shoots, nighttime drives and things like that. I think some people were tired, frustrated, and they decided to tell people this, tell the production people this. So on occasion yesterday, the atmosphere was a bit tense, shall we say. Hopefully the rough water is behind us. But, you know, you never know with these things. Making films can be challenging, they can be tiring, they can be tough, they can be frustrating, they can be a whole lot of things. And you just have to get on the roller coaster and cling on and get to the end, get to the finish. And hopefully we'll do that. The solo photo book month project that I'm doing is going well. I've got enough pictures now for the book. I've just got to design the book, which I'm hoping to start on tomorrow. I'm going to keep it a very simple book design so that I'll be able to just knock it together and then just put the pictures in. I'm going to take the pictures right up until the last minute and then just edit through them then a couple of days before I have to hand it in. And then, because it's just snapshot photography, really. You know, the pictures don't need that much in the way of Photoshop work or anything like that. So that should go nice and smoothly, he says. I think it will do. When I say snapshot, I don't actually mean that in a... I think too often it's meant in a bad way. These are sort of like a personal look at Whitby and the filming rather than an official sort of... I'm not trying to document Whitby to show you what Whitby's like. This is just things that I will notice. I mean, for instance, I took a photograph of a seagull on top of a statue's head, which I thought was quite amusing. So there's going to be a rich mixture of sunsets and landscapes and portraits and documentary photos all mixed in there together. It's looking pretty good. Well, the other thing and the final thing really that I'll mention is just Michael Jackson's death, which happened a year ago yesterday. And the reason why I mention it is just suddenly yesterday I realised that I could vividly remember where I was when I heard it. I was in a place called Field Dallin in Norfolk. I was down there taking some pictures for my project and having a holiday and mixing work and holiday and all sorts of things together last year. I heard about Michael Jackson being taken into hospital with, I think it was a suspected heart attack on the night of the 25th, but of course because of the time differential between the UK and Los Angeles, it ended up that I had to sleep, go to bed and find out. I thought I would find out in the morning. And I got up in the morning and I actually forgot all about the Michael Jackson thing the night before. And I went for a run, and it was while I was on the run that I suddenly remembered, oh, there was that thing about Michael Jackson last night. I can vividly remember the run. I remember that it was very humid that day. It was very stormified. It felt like at any minute there could have been a downpour of rain and thunder and lightning everywhere. I got back and I checked on my mobile phone on using one of the newspaper apps that I've got for it. And there was the information. And Michael Jackson was probably the superstar of the era when I was growing up as a kid and as a teenager. And I think that's probably the reason why it was such a surprise and probably a shock. And it was just the way that I found out that I found most interesting, because it was a mobile, and I realised that mobiles are going to be the future.